Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
The delight, the pleasure, and satisfaction for God is in doing what is good and what is best for His people. Wow. God gets delight and pleasure and satisfaction from saving my soul, from at times bringing discipline into my life, bringing trials into my life, simply because it will help me to be a better person, a better Christian, one who loves the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything He does, my friend, is for our good. That tells me we have a Savior who loves us, who cares for us, and wants to do all, everything He can for us. Now, my friend, in John 14:26, we read, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things, not just some, not just most, all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Now, my friend, the mind of God is revealed to us through the Bible. Therefore, every time you open the Bible, you're looking to see what God is thinking. For an example, I read 2 Peter 3:9. "The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Now, my friend, that's the Holy Spirit's work to reveal the mind of God to us through the Word of God. And so, I know that if He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, then the Holy Spirit shows us through the Word that we need to be witnesses and tell others of the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. And so, we see that the Holy Spirit makes known unto us the mystery. It is the saved person's work to proclaim the glorious liberty to the captives of sin. And we do that in the power of the Holy Spirit, which comes through prayer and obedience to the Word of God. And by the way, your obedience should be to the Word of God. Now, you can do right things because everybody else is doing it. That should not be your motivation. Your motivation should be love for the Lord. The driving purpose and pleasure of God is to reveal His will to us and then to use us to proclaim His saving grace. That's why in Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, we're told that those that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever. In other words, those that seek to turn others to Christ will have a high, exalted place in heaven, and it's for turning others to righteousness or to Christ. And you say, you mean depending on how many people get saved, I witness to, determines my reward? Not necessarily. What we're saying about that is that you share the gospel. Anytime I share the gospel with anybody, I have turned them to righteousness. After that, it's up to them to decide whether to walk in the way of righteousness or to reject it. You see, we can't get saved for someone. They have to have a heart decision. But we can turn them to righteousness. Be sure to use the wisdom and the prudence of Christ to have an eternal mindset that ever works towards that eternal day. Now, my friend, let me ask you, are you as a Christian laying up treasures in heaven? Are you, my friend, a soldier of the cross? Are you looking for ease and comfort and pleasure now? Listen, we have not entered into our rest. Our rest is to come. Our rest is the eternal rest. Ours is the eternal joy. Ours is the eternal glory. Oh, yes, He gives us peace in this place now. He left His peace with us. But He also said, in the world we'd have tribulation. But we're to have comfort and joy because He's overcome the world. So, my friend, no matter what it is that you're going through, and God's servants go through some terrible things, but we find that no matter what you go through, He is there. And He'll go with you as you're submitted to Him. If you walk away from His pathway, you walk away from His direction, then don't expect the power and the help of God. You see, you must, as a Christian, walk according to His will. That's why you might be listening today, and you used to be faithful to church, but you don't go anymore. You got mad at somebody. But you can't expect God to help you when you're disobeying His command about forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Now you say, well, Brother Andy, the church I have doesn't really hold to the Word of God, and they've gone liberal. Get out of that church. Get into a church where God would have you to be. Now, I've said all of that, and yet everything I have said means very little if Jesus Christ is not your personal Savior. Now, my friend, I want you to know that we do have redemption through the blood of Jesus Christ. We do get the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. But you must receive Him. Jesus Christ never sinned. Yet, He's on the cross to bear the penalty for the sins of the whole world. He's dying there on your behalf. That ought to be you. That ought to be me on the cross. And it's an ugly scene, isn't it? It shows us how terrible sin really is and what a horrible price had to be paid to set us free from it. My friend, your sin is real, and you cannot do anything about it except to trust in Jesus Christ. Don't wait. If you believe that Jesus Christ was God in the flesh, and that when He died on the cross, He was dying for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, and that He rose up victorious 3 days later over hell and the grave, that He bodily, physically resurrected, and now He's in heaven preparing a place for all those who will receive Him, and He's coming back to receive you. And He said He'll save you if you'll come to Him. In John 6:37, He says, Him that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. If you'll receive Him, He'll save you. Perhaps you say, oh, Brother Andy, wow, I've been a terrible sinner. Oh, that's all right. Where sin abounds, His grace does much more abound. He loves you. We read in Romans 10, in verse 9, that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He'll save you. God doesn't lie. That's his promise to you. He loves you, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for you just as you are. My friend, what must you do to be saved? Admit your need. Admit that you're a sinner, that you can't save yourself, you cannot deserve heaven, you cannot earn heaven. And believing that Jesus did pay your penalty, you turn from your sin, you repent. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 says that he commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. And so, my friend, call upon the Lord. Ask him to save you. You turn from depending on yourself. You turn from depending on anything else, and you turn to Jesus Christ. You turn to him, looking to him for deliverance and forgiveness from sin. And believing that Jesus died for you and was buried and rose from the dead on the third day, call upon him to save you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, why don't you do that right now, right where you are? Bow your head and pray. And pray this prayer, asking God to save you. Dear God, oh, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I believe that 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I want to send you my booklet, Building Block. It will instruct you on how to live for Jesus Christ. It will instruct you on how to grow in your new Christian life. It will tell you how to read the Bible and show you how to study it to get more from it. It'll show you how to pray and what you ought to pray for. It will even show you how to witness to others. It'll say some things about doctrine that you need to know for your day-to-day life, and how to go to church and what kind of church to go to. And all of that will be in there. And I want you to have that free. Just write and say, Brother Andy, I ask the Lord to save me. Now, you might already be saved, and you say, Brother Andy, I'm saved, but I'd like to have that booklet so I could use it to help others to grow. Then you write me, and I'll send that booklet to you absolutely free. Well, I see that my time is up now, and I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send it your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.